Hey, you want that to go?
Well, our news takeouts begin in the city of Cleveland, which last night, you might say the end of an era last night in Cleveland. The Cavaliers will not be going to the NBA Conference Finals. They will not be going to the NBA Finals. LeBron James may not get to the NBA Finals as a Cleveland Cavalier. He lost in Game 6 last night to the Boston Celtics. He becomes a free agent, so the status of LeBron James is now completely up in the air. What could be a more punishing blow to the Cavaliers or to the city of Cleveland? Well, to answer that question, Aaron Goldhammer is with us from ESPN in Cleveland. Good morning, Aaron.
Oh, good morning, guys. Yeah. It's a very somber morning here in Northeast Ohio.
Sad. He sounds sad.
It must be awful. I mean, LeBron James got booed at a certain point during this series. What happened last night that he just absolutely couldn't make it work?
Well, he actually bounced back from a performance in Game 5 on Tuesday that was very lifeless and listless and played well last night. Had a triple-double, points, rebounds, assists all over 10. Looked very, you know, much more energetic than he did in Game 5. And that sort of disconnect was gone. But the Cavs just didn't have enough. I mean, over the course of this entire series, Boston just had a better team. You know, the Cavs, you might say, had better individual pieces, individual players, and they had the best overall player in the series in LeBron. But, you know, the Celtics, with Kevin Garnett and Paul Pierce and Ray Allen, just played like a better team. And now LeBron's going to have to go into this very tumultuous offseason thinking about the way that Cleveland lost. And if it might make sense for him to make a move to a team that's going to be able to put better pieces around him so that he one day can achieve his dream.
But, you know, the Cavaliers' stats are pretty stark. LeBron James scores less than 30, they're likely to lose. LeBron James scores more than 30, they're likely to win. I mean, the Cavs just could not overcome, you know, the moments when LeBron James wasn't in top form.
And they've spent the last 7 years trying to put the best pieces in the league around him. They made a big trade at the trading deadline this past February for Antoine Jameson from Washington, who is one of the top complementary players in the league. They signed Shaquille O'Neal last offseason as a move that they thought was really going to push them over the top. And those moves, while they were great in theory, just didn't work in this series.
You know, Aaron Goldhammer, it seems to me that this moment right now is the moment that makes it really clear that LeBron James is not a Michael Jordan. I remember Michael Jordan's slow rise from very bad teams in Chicago. It was him that put it together and made the Bulls what they became. Listen to LeBron James talking about what his sort of offseason is going to be about.
Well, I didn't play this season wondering about what I was going to do in the offseason. I approached every game, every practice, every day like it was my last. And I just wanted to try to continue to get better as a leader and as a player every day. But it didn't, at one point or any point, did it ever factor in what I'm going to do this summer.
So what is he going to do this summer, Aaron Goldhammer?
Oh, isn't that the $50 million question? I think, first of all, it's very hard to speculate because I don't think LeBron himself has made up his mind yet. So me trying to guess as to what his decision will be is really hard. I think there are a number of factors that go into it. He's originally from this area. He's from Akron, Ohio. I think that's going to be a factor in this decision. He's very comfortable here. You know, he might be a bigger celebrity on the national or international stage than he is in his hometown. We leave him alone and allow him to eat dinner. If he comes to New York or goes to Chicago, the tabloids are going to be following him and his girlfriend Savannah, his mom Gloria, his kids all over town. But on the other hand, he wants to go to the place where he can win the most championships and be able to kind of shake that legacy and build his own identity. And right now, Cleveland may not be the best place for him to do that. They're sort of hamstrung by a lot of these big contracts, money that they have tied up in players that they thought were going to help LeBron win the title, and it hasn't worked out.
Right.
He might be better served to go somewhere else where they have more flexibility under the salary cap in the NBA to be able to make moves and bring in better players and give him the best chance to win not only one championship, but multiple championships.
And certainly with the difficulties of putting together an ensemble that the Knicks have had, New York might not be that place. So let's